True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a game day, and it is the last one before Thanksgiving. I am thoroughly disappointed, Marty Baron, that it is not happening at KeyBank Center tonight. Oh. You know how much I love the home Thanksgiving Eve games. And yeah. So I am a little down, but I'm excited because I will see you and the crew in the studio tonight.
Well, you can't always have it in Buffalo, right? You got to think about other teams. So that's why we're getting a Friday, and it's not a matinee because it's a 4 o'clock game on Friday. But still, we're getting a Friday 4 o'clock, the day after Thanksgiving. It's going to be a buzz in there. But yeah, I'm disappointed because the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was always so much fun. Even playing in that game at home, the buzz, the family that's in town, the going, well, for me, like, I never really went out all that much, but like going home after the game and
you have seven plaques on Chippewa and you never went out? Like, well, seriously.
I have seven plaques usually. Like, I'm a Hall of Famer, but it's like a pretend award. Like, it's a it's not real. But no, going home and prepping for the next day meal was always fun, and then putting hockey on late at night. So anyway, it's in Pittsburgh, but I mean, we're going to have fun, and I'm sure fans are going to love it. They'll be out in the bars watching the game on TV and then celebrating the night before Thanksgiving.
Megan Chayka, Darren Dreger will join us on the show today. It is a great week. It's a game night tonight. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. It's the Black Friday game against the Devils, which we highlighted in the summer as an important one based on how things went against them last year. And then it's quickly into Minnesota for a game on Saturday, while simultaneously the Bandits will be raising banner number 7 at KeyBank Center on Saturday night. So ton to dive into, and in the crease, where we often start with you, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen gets the start again tonight.
Well, when you look at UPL, the game against Carolina was a solid game. That's what you needed to get out of UPL when you look at the start of the season. There was many games where it was like, He himself would say, I didn't love this goal, didn't love this goal, didn't love this goal. But now maybe he's starting to get his rhythm. And tonight's a big test. Like, I need to see that UPL can consistently just keep climbing, right? Because over the past couple of years, maybe, you see some positive and then it takes a step back. You see some positive, it takes a step back. So I need to see that growth in him. He's not 23 years old anymore. And I know we talked to Carter Hutton yesterday. And he goes, yeah, he's still young. He's 26. I'm looking around the NHL, and 26 years old is a good age for a goaltender. Mm-hmm. It's not young anymore. Yeah. And so he needs to show the maturity to say, hey, you know what? I now have played 2 in a row. I'm playing a third one. Like, I need to take a step forward.
When you're in his position, are you thinking about anything other than the game? i.e. all the stuff we talk about with Carter Hutton, all that we saw in the singular game in the NHL again last night, and yep. what we will likely talk about with Darren Dreger at the bottom of the hour.
So if I'm UPL, I don't know that I'm thinking about everything that's going on, but there's a constant reminder every day you show up at practice or at the game is that there's three goalie stalls, there's three goalie equipment, there's three goalies on the ice. So at this moment, if there is going to be a rumor mill of, oh, well, these guys are available around the NHL, you're not looking at Shesterkin and Quick. You're not looking at, you know, like Sorokin and Riddick. You're not looking at the guys that are consistently just in starter backup, the two of them. You're looking at, is there a team that has three goalies that maybe one would be available? And is there a good option for us? And I think that's why maybe you hear a little bit of the noise, because that constant reminder of having three guys is there every day. I did it a few times, and I remember Mika Noronen coming in every day, and he was the third guy, but he came in every day. I'm almost hoping that this was his last day, saying his goodbyes at the end of every day, like, I may not see you tomorrow, and then the next day he's still there, right? Like that. And I was that guy in Long Island when it came to a point where Roleson and DiPietro were healthy, and all of a sudden I'm the third guy. I'm like, every day I was leaving the rink thinking maybe I'll come back and pick up my stuff later. That's the way it was.
My hunch is that if somebody does acquire a goalie across the NHL, that it might be two goaltender transactions. Like, I don't think a team wanting a goalie is necessarily going to target a goalie in the three goalie carousel, but I think they're going to target somebody else. And that other person, team, is going to make the trade to get somebody else's third. That's how I'm looking at it, but that's for down the road. The opposite of Luukkonen tonight is someone we've seen forever, but haven't seen in the last month. Tristan Jarry comes back in for Pittsburgh tonight. Excellent career numbers against the Sabres. But in the last 4 years, Buffalo's done much better against the Penguins, going 6-3-3. The challenge, of course, is trying to just ride everything they did this weekend. And you're going in... look, it's always hard facing Crosby and Malkin. They've had terrific years to date, but the Penguins only have two wins in the last nine, and they're ticked. They are ticked because Dan Muse is keeping the heat on them here to stay in the hunt. So,
and they were 6-0-2 before that. So you get, you know, they've picked up points, overtime losses, losses, whatnot. So, but they've only got two wins, like you said, in the last nine. But they were 6-0-2 in the previous eight. Like, they build a pretty good, like, you know, like a little nest egg, and now they're using that nest egg a little bit of late here, so they want to take a step forward. You mentioned Tristan Jarry. Tristan Jarry, the last couple of years, it has been disastrous in Pittsburgh, to the point where he went down to Wilkes-Barre Scranton in the AHL, played some games there. He's having his best year in the NHL since after the season right after COVID, right? Yep. I mean, he's 9-11, he's 260. He's having his best year. Now, he had a little something. He's back, but he was looking good. Maybe less pressure on his shoulders because Artur Shilov was there.
And they've used three goalies to get them into the top five in goals against and save percentage. Not a single prognosticator would have expected that, given that they didn't do a massive overhaul of their goaltending situation after last year's disaster, where nobody could harness the number one position for any length of time, and Jarry was sent down and all the rest of it. And now Shilov is there. He's helped. Mereshev has helped, obviously, in his rookie year in small sample, and now Jarry comes back tonight.
But so. Mereshev is a, like, I'm telling you, Duffer, if there's one guy to keep an eye on, that's him. Like, he was lighting up the AHL, a sub-2 goals against average, a .931 save percentage, and they were playing him. Like, he got called up. It wasn't like, okay, we'll play Shilovs, and then, you know, you're just going to back up. No, they called him up. They didn't want to overwhelm Shilovs, so it went Shilovs, Mereshev, Shilov, Mereshev. Like, they're still rotating between the two of them.
Expecting the same lineup for the Sabres tonight, which is no surprise, but I would think that we'll see Greenway very soon based on how Lindy Ruff described his, you know, managing the workload here. And obviously they are going into Minnesota on Saturday. I would think Greenway would always want that opportunity. No Ben Kindle expected for Pittsburgh today. He's been a really pleasant story in year one. And quickly, real quick before we get to Megan, just on the special teams tonight, given that you have what the Penguins are, which has not always been, but certainly recently again, great on the power play and Buffalo's number one penalty kill.
So for me, the key, whenever you play Pittsburgh, it's Crosby, it's Malkin, obviously, Carlson, Letang, whatever, right? It's you got to be strong around the net. Like Crosby's little deflection, little touch pass rebound, you're going to have to put a force field right around the crease and not allow anybody in that. And that is definitely where number 87 is usually at.
Okay, this is your time to shine. It's our poll question at Sabres Live on social today. It also involves food, so you're doubly hungry to deliver this to the audience. And Pittsburgh, of course, is the opposition for the Sabres tonight. So we are quizzing you on Primanti's and whether you have been and whether you love it, whether you hate it, whether you're okay with it, or what is Primanti's, which seems to be garnering more attention for producer Sam than we would have expected at this point in time.
Being that we're not talking about In-N-Out Burgers out west and like people don't travel. Like this is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Primanti Brothers and those sandwiches, those subs. I would think that people have been to Pittsburgh and with youth hockey and all of it. So what are your thoughts on Primanti's? Love it, okay, hate it, or what's Primanti's? I answered okay, which is leading the way at 42 right now. And it's kind of fun because we're getting, you know, somebody, the Golden Rim Motor Inn, that's his like handle on Twitter. He says, I live there and it's the equivalent of Anchor Bar. It's a tourist spot. Well, you know what? Some people really love Anchor Bar. I like to go there once in a while.
Me too.
So Primanti's maybe is a tourist spot, but that doesn't mean the quality and the food is not good. What it is.
I'm in the love it category. I love the fact that we both were pretty accurate over the weekend in our anytime goal scorers. So you got tonight, Sabres and Pens, first of three meetings?
I got Josh Doan. I think he's been flying, so I'm going to go with Josh Doan playing with Thompson and Tuck. And after that Chicago two goal and then followed up with the, I think he's been all around it. So I got Josh Doan.
Well, this is going to shock the world, at least our tiny little studio world. I'm going with the short odds of Tage Thompson tonight because I want to see him establish a new Sabres record by the end of this week for goals in consecutive games. He's riding a six-gamer right now, which is second only to Jason Robertson of Dallas in the NHL. And, of course, the team record is eight. We'll see if Thompson can take that seventh step in a goal-scoring streak tonight. Obviously, the road ahead is pretty jammed here for Buffalo. Three of the next four games happen, or three games in the next 4 days, pardon me. Not only do you have New Jersey on Friday at home, but it's Minnesota on Saturday, and then a really quick turnaround. I keep staring at this Winnipeg game, Marty, and I realize Hellebuck's not there, but like, this is 4-6, and everybody talks about the challenge of 4-6 before you start a six-game trip.
Yeah, no, this is going to be busy because you get, obviously, tomorrow is off and it's Thanksgiving, but, you know, you're going to be going on the road on a long road trip. You're going to go out west in Canada. You're going to play all of them. So it's definitely going to be busy. You got to make some grounds here. And you finally got back to 500. Go. Like, you got a big win in Pittsburgh if you can. You got to keep winning games. That's the way I look at it.
All right, five-game pack. We've been telling you about this. You can scan the QR code on the screen right now and go to sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. These are excellent ways to invest in a nice chunk of games moving forward. You can make them work with your schedule. And, of course, when you buy into the five-game pack, you get savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff ticks, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite game. So again, sabres.com/5 to get yours today. Megan Chaik is with us. She's been with us on many a game night so far this year, and we're diving in on hockey and non-hockey today with Megan from Stathletes. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're really
You've
good.
Been to Primanti's in Pittsburgh, right? Have you been to that? Goodness. Duffer loves it.
There we go. On the list.
On the list.
Okay. This is a growing list. Now, when you are traveling, what's your go-to food type in every big city?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm actually currently traveling. So yeah. I'm in Calgary. I'm at the USA CHL Prospects Challenge. I'm actually going to Lethbridge this afternoon. The second game's tonight. Mm-hmm. If I'm in Calgary, you have to go for Alberta beef. I think the same in Edmonton, right? So I'm always looking for steakhouses, Vancouver sushi. Toronto, yeah. I feel like there's a little bit of everything. Toronto, yeah. Buffalo, wings, maybe. Montreal. I mean, Montreal's one of the best. I think it has the number one rated restaurant in North America right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
That Le Lapin, or is it like being like little bunny, little rabbit?
Le Lapin, it's yeah, the yeah. rabbit. Yes, yes.
Totally. So
I've never been
into.
There. Oh, this is going to be Neither a new place I. for me to go.
Neither have I. I've tried. So if anyone is watching,
who do we know? Buffalo, who do we
right?
know that can get
exactly.
us in?
Yeah. I went to, what was that one? There's so many good restaurants in Montreal that I went to at Four Nations too. So that was a nice mm-hmm. eating tour. New York obviously has great restaurants as well. So anything from Italian to, yeah, I try everything in New York. And
don't sleep on Chicago.
Chicago, yeah, Chicago, of course, deep dish pizza, steakhouses yeah. as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see, like, I'm boring. I go to, like, the regular, maybe chain spots. I need to, like, when Duffer and I are going to be in Seattle and whatever.
Nice.
Duffer, do your research. We got to hit a good spot in Seattle. Maybe go down to Market or something.
The Market sounds appealing. Sadly, there are no concerts that night, Marty, so you are stuck with me as a dinner date when we get
That's
there.
Okay.
So.
We can find something to do. You know, yeah, Duffer loves his music. Maybe like you talk about your food, Megan Duffer, that's the music side of it. There's always
okay.
something going on.
Great.
Just quickly, before we touch on sure. the league and the Sabres, how was that CHL top prospect NTDP game last night? Surprisingly, the NTDP like came through and won that one.
It was interesting. And I think the reason they won is defensively, they were so strong. They kept the CHL out of the middle. The CHL yeah. actually had a lot more shot attempts than them. I think it was like 80-40. Yeah. But the NTDP really took away any high quality chances, and their goaltender played extremely well. It looked like they were just holding on there a little bit at the end as the CHL was playing together a bit more as a team. You know, that's mm-hmm. a tough part, right? The CHL doesn't play together. The NTDP does. So there was some learning curve, let's say, for the CHL settling in, but you can't give anything take anything away from USA. They played yeah. an extremely well defensively structured. There were no breakdowns when there were. They knew who had coverage. And it seemed like the CHL was scrambling a little bit, right? When they would like lose grasp of the game. And there was a lot of like transitional neutral zone breakdowns for the CHL that led in the back of the net, unfortunately.
Yep.
Or fortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on which side of the border you
yeah.
are.
So, Megan, instinctively, based on your ongoing research, we're a quarter of the way into the season. So just like instinctively, when you see Buffalo at Pittsburgh tonight, like what are you thinking without diving whole, you know, into all the numbers that you crunch? Like just on the surface, what are you thinking of?
On the surface, I'm looking at special teams. So Pittsburgh has the best power play. Sabres have the best penalty kill. So I love that matchup. And I hope that they'll neutralize each other. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, you want to see a bit more out of Sidney Crosby. I think that's what everyone wants to see in this sort of, you know, last few years he's playing. 86 career points against Buffalo. So I'm assuming that he has a big game. And Sid the Kid, it doesn't seem like he's slowing down, right? He's kind of this ageless wonder that is very efficient, right? He can win battles. He's mm-hmm. behind the net all the time, makes great passes, plays, shows up on the scoreboard. And I think they've been like 47-19-6 versus the Sabres. So yeah, it's tough with Pittsburgh. They on the paper, you know, they look like an aging core and have had struggles. But Erik Karlsson early in the season said that like our coach doesn't demand anything more than what we're good at. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of the framework that I'd see them rolling into the Sabres is you have to expect them playing to their strengths. So if you can neutralize that and score off the rush, get some net front presence, get, you know, a bit of that, those easy goals for the Sabres, you have a good chance, but there's always that Sidney Crosby sort of looming behind the net.
Yeah. Sid the Kid. I could never stop him. It was so frustrating. So maybe that's why he felt confidence against the Sabres, because I fueled his confidence early in his
career.
There
you go. It's your fault.
Maybe that was the problem. But Tage Thompson has a 6-game goal streak going on, looking for 7. We saw Jason Robertson last night get to 7, and he's hot, maybe playing his way onto an Olympic team. Do you think Tage is maybe gathering some of that momentum maybe for Team USA as well?
I think he should, especially with how hard of a shot he has. He gives him a lot more optionality. I was actually shocked that he didn't make the Four Nations. And I think that's a bit of the, do you pick the player or a team, right? I think sometimes people are clouded in their decisions based on the success of teams versus the style of players and who will actually help push them forward. There's actually only been 2 Sabres that have had 5-game goal streaks, and Tage is now one of them. Do you know who the other one is, Marty?
On the team right now?
Correct.
Or
no, his all time.
Well, we talked about it the other day, but recently was Pominville at a 6-game, I believe, right? Was that?
Well, 2. So Tage has had 2 now. He had 1
2
in
of
April.
Them, okay.
Oh, the multiple, yes.
Multiple.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Man, I Duffer, you quizzed me the other day, but we didn't talk about multiple 6-gamers.
No, we didn't. I would go with Perreault.
Chatan. Yeah.
Oh, so Miro. Okay. Yeah. He was one of those guys that had, he had a, 7 gamer?
8. Or so 8. It's Miro and McGillney and Foligno have 8 gamers. But the fact that Miro, to your point, Megan, had 2 of them, a 6 and an 8 is remarkable. And it's funny because it does.
Wow.
It when you say that, Megan, it draws everybody back into that era where everyone talked about Hasek. And almost nobody else on the team.
Right.
And yet every year there was one guy who was a little further ahead on the scoring list, but never enough seemingly to be among the league leaders. And it was always Miro Chatan. So it is kind of crazy how that comes around at a time like this. Now, we wanted to do this.
He did
today.
Win a cup, Miro. He won a cup.
And, there you go.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to dive in, Megan, with you just on, like, obviously you project all of this numerically, statistically, almost organically, like it just comes off the tongue so easily and efficiently for you. We want to know, like, where did this all begin? Like, when did you dive in and have this love for all of this that is now like a big part of your day-to-day career?
That's a great question. I don't think it happened overnight. I mean, people always like to think success is sort of immediate for people. For me, I was always playing sports growing up. Knew a lot about baseball specifically. So when I looked at hockey, there wasn't a lot of data. I didn't really understand how they quantified the game. My brother was, you know, playing AAA. He was coached with people like Ted Nolan and played with Jordan Nolan growing up in the St. Catharines area. So there was, you know, 4 a.m. wake ups, and I was always at, my dad sometimes coached too. So always part of the process of hockey and preparation. And was in university, did a lot of like quantitative subjects and doing a lot of modeling and that sort of stuff in the background too, with, you know, math and stats. So it was just sort of a natural, like, why can't people quantify hockey better? And then dipping more into like the software of why now can we not scale it? So not just do a player or a team, but do an entire league. So we work with the NHL. We do every game every night, AHL, ECHL, CHL, which is why I'm out here doing some of that stat breakdowns. And thinking about hockey as a whole, providing better, more transparent data so that people can really understand what makes some of the players so great that don't just end up on the box score, right? Like, what's a good shutdown defenseman? Why is that goaltender so magnificent on some plays but then less in others? Mm-hmm. So kind of like the strengths and weaknesses, and also just like the dynamic of the game, like how you can win better. And you see that with, like, you know, people carrying in the puck more or more cross ice passes. A lot of people have figured out how to increase the quality of their shot, their expected goal, by looking into the data in a lot larger sample. So yeah, we built software and looked to like automate data collection, distribution, and then, you know, use AI too to like unearth some different elements that maybe as a human, you know, you don't have enough time to do the research to really dig into like thousands of games, millions of data points, but you can let software now go through and seek out like what correlates to winning, how do you complete passes better. So it was, you know, an 18-year journey now to where I am. We have over 200 employees, and you know, and we're successful in terms of like startups. We're more into like the scale up level, but I don't really want to stop now. I want to, you know, make it even better, more seamless, more automated, especially with how much like AI, computer vision, machine learning is moving at this point.
Well, we got a great question from Glenn that kind of goes to the data and to what you can unearth when it comes to making something more successful. Glenn asked a question from Megan. How about Beck Malenstein on the power play? This guy can finish. I don't think that the data would suggest Beck on the power play, but he's got 2 goals in 4. But I thought it'd be funny to get what you saw out of Beck Malenstein and that beautiful goal against Carolina the other day.
It was awesome. And that was, he's one of those players that the eye test will tell you, and we discussed this on the panel too, that he can be speedy when he wants to be. He was in the top 5 of any top speed this year. I think he was like 22.6. Connor McDavid was 24.6. So he can move with a lot of speed and intention, but I think he's looking at a small subject matter and a few glimpses where maybe he doesn't deserve necessarily power play time. But using him to his potential, you know, whether it's on the forecheck or his speed, that, you know now with tracking data exactly how fast he is, not just we think he's fast.
Megan, it's
so
actually,
great question.
I think actually, that's funny you say we don't have, that's a small sample. We can't look at a small sample.
Yeah.
But the more you look at the question, it's actually really great based on everything you just said about using numbers to project. And Marty says it all the time. If you're in the NHL, you've made it there for a reason. They all have talent. So how do you take numbers like the speed bursts and things like that, and then the finish that we saw the other day, and contemplate as a coaching staff and a management group, well, what if we use this player in this role a little bit more often, right? Isn't that kind of what you're getting? Yeah.
Totally. And I think that's player development. It's like, do you trade for a different asset or do you make your own players better, right? Do you improve upon the areas where maybe they have glaring weaknesses, or do you put them in situations where you minimize those weaknesses with a good understanding of when that falls down? And I think a great example this year for the Sabres is just how good Samuelsson and Dahlin have played together, right? They've been career high, you know, 5 goals already for Samuelsson, and Dahlin looks to be unlocked with a bit more of that stay-at-home defenseman feel like beside him. Mm-hmm. So I think those combinations and knowing how to utilize players in the right place, right time, and if you don't, you know, have that player to fill a gap, look for them on the open market, maybe with the trades, free agency, try to find complementary players in what a salary cap era that's hard, right? We even see like the Edmonton Oilers who went back-to-back Stanley Cup finals now sitting outside the playoffs. So there's no certainty of how good or bad your team will be. And there's such small margins that I think you want to use data to really inform what you can make the best roster construction and how you best win as a crew. Because there's no easy answers. And these players all age, they all get injured. Everyone deals with the same problems in the NHL. So that the faster you can figure out the best answer for your team, I think the better off you'll be.
What do you say to someone? And I say that sometimes, especially when I look at goaltenders, say, he just looks good. And you're like, okay, but that it just looks good does not quantify into anything. But I'll say that sometimes, like, he just looks good. Like Tage at center right now, he just looks good. You know, do you say, okay, let's go to the data? Or do you still think the eye test sometimes helps leading you in a certain way?
Well, I think the eye test definitely helps you dig into why he looks good, right? Is he scoring off the rush? Is he using his size? Is it his, you know, are they not giving him his slap shot anymore? So he has a bit more time and space closer into the net. So I think you can always like go a bit further and push as to why. So I always ask coaches, well, why do you feel that way? Or what's important about his game that you want to look at more? Yeah. And I would dig into that area. But I will say if there's results, that's the end goal. So if you're winning, you're scoring goals. Sometimes it doesn't matter how sloppily you get there. And some players look worse than others doing it. I'm okay with that too. If the puck ends up in the back of the net and there's not a lot of shots on my net that are high quality.
Mm-hmm. Megan, terrific insight today. We look forward to seeing you on game night real soon.
I will see you on Friday.
Have a good Thursday, also known as Thanksgiving, but have a good Thursday in Canada.
Thank you. I will.
Megan
I'll
was
have
a part
some
of Ryan
Alberta Miller. Beef.
Exactly. Yes. Ryan's Catwalk for Charity is back this year. Megan was a part of it last year. It's presented by New Era Cap Foundation, and we want you to join us at Babeville on Friday, January 16th. See a fun, fashion-forward event featuring a great lineup of appearances from Ryan's 0506 teammates, a live set from the Strictly Hip, open bar, and more. Visit sabres.com/catwalk for your tickets today. Darren Dreger from TSN is next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know what I'm counting down to? Not Thanksgiving, not Christmas. I am counting down to the Sabres Road Crew Party in Nashville, and it is less than 2 months away, and it's an afternoon watch party on Monday, January the 19th. It's going to be amazing. Alumni, tons of prizes, giveaways, specials, all the rest of it, and when we enjoy that game, Sabres at Carolina together, then you get ready for the Sabres in Nashville the very next night. Proceeds support the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at sabres.com/roadcrew. I am also hoping for a cameo from Darren Dreger at the Road Crew Party. We'll see if we can get it out of Marty's budget over the holiday season.
Yeah, I'm just admiring the backdrop there in the office, and I'm reminded my wife Holly has been away visiting our son out west, and I was supposed to have not necessarily the Christmas decorations up and fully affixed, but at least ready and available. So that reminds me, I've got some work to get done this afternoon.
How far west is your boy? Where's he hanging out?
Saskatchewan, yeah, playing a little senior hockey and living the dream. So,
I love it. Amazing. Yeah,
freezing the drive. You got to freeze the driveway, though, Drags. You're right. That's what you got to do before you can plow.
Gotta freeze the driveway.
So you got to freeze the driveway.
People don't understand what you're talking about. So quick explanation. It is a gravel driveway. And if you're going to plow successfully in the winter and not spray rocks everywhere through your windows and all of that, you put a coat of ice. And then the snow settles into the ice. It grips because the temperatures are frigid. Mm-hmm. And the snowblower just glides nicely across.
These amazing. Are, we think Buffalo, we have a lot of snow. That's when you have cold and snow in Saskatchewan, where you have to freeze your driveway so you don't break windows. That's the way it goes.
It's actually one of my biggest entrepreneurial regrets in life is that when I experienced a lot of what Darren was talking about while living in Alberta,
yeah,
I should have opened a windshield repair place.
Yes.
Long before they became a big thing with all the major companies, because I probably would be retired by now. Yes. Anyway, on to hockey. Marty, yeah. Lead us up.
Okay, well, let's start with the question of the week, as always, but it feels like now we're getting later. We're getting to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So Alex Tuch, you know, the market for the UFAs next summer is starting to be smaller and smaller because all the guys are being signed, but Tuch isn't signed.
No.
So do you think that he could play the, I'm going to go to the market next summer and be the big fish in the small pond because of his status and everybody else being signed?
Yeah, I mean, there's been speculation around that, and it would make good sense, wouldn't it? When you look at the environment, as you've just described here, Marty, the free agent frenzy on July 1st might be just a trickle, let's be honest here. So Alex Tuch might have a captivated market. But the messaging that I'm getting from both sides, to be fair here, not just Buffalo, but from the Alex Tuch camp, is that, you know, don't extrapolate from anything. Certainly not the speculation around his case. There's been no decision made. And that includes, even though, you know, there's not a lot of heavy lifting in terms of the discussion negotiation happening, which suggests there is a gap yet. Of course, there would be. Nobody wants to divulge the significance of that gap. Is it term specifically? The money, for sure, no doubt about that. But no decision has been made by the Tuch side to say, okay, all right, you know, we're heading into the holiday season. We're just going to park this. And there's no appetite to do that unless there's a sudden mood change, which I'm not predicting, by the way. They're fine to just keep the door open on both sides until July 1st. Again, to be determined, maybe the Sabres force it. If things aren't going great and you get closer to the trade deadline, then obviously the Sabres are going to need an answer on what an extension looks like at that stage.
What else? I mean, again, because it almost organically pops up every day, just a conversation about this team and the other teams that have three goalies. What do you think's happening there as far as, you know, if the first goalie domino falls, is it going to be one of these teams that has three goalies to help another team, or is it something else in your opinion?
Well, the something else might be if Nashville does something drastic. You know, again, we've always kind of heard the mutterings around Juuse Saros and whether or not Barry Trotz would consider something of that magnitude. And, you know, I guess the Nashville Predators and the predicament of Trotz is significant enough that he's got to consider just about everything. But, you know, let's just call it the way we see it here. There was one game on the docket last night. The Dallas Stars manhandled and humbled the Edmonton Oilers. That first period was a debacle, and it didn't get a whole lot better after that. And, you know, you can't pin it all on goaltending.
No, not at all. But not last night. Not last night.
I agree. But every once in a while, your goaltender can make an above-average save and keep you in a game or in a period where otherwise you're just not. And so you find a way to reset in the intermission, you tighten up. So anyway, the goalie drama, which unfairly continues to swirl around Edmonton, is the reason why we continue to look at what the possibilities might look like around the league. The Montreal Canadiens, I mean, rewind 10, 15 games ago, start of the year, Dobusch looked like he was easily going to be their number one. Sam Montembeau didn't look like he was ready for the start of the year. And now both those guys are a little sideways for the Montreal Canadiens. So is that a team that might dive into the market? You keep hearing Jordan Binnington's name linked to possibilities of trade. And the only reason I have an appetite for that is because we know the general manager here in Doug Armstrong in his history and his want to always send that message into the dressing room. There's virtually no untouchable. A decorated goalie like Binnington, could he get traded? Absolutely. We dragged Braden Schenn right to the trade deadline last year, the captain of the St. Louis Blues. That's what we do. And now you bring it back to Buffalo, right? And the Sabres have goalie depth. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess if you're Bowman in Edmonton or your Montreal, any team that might be looking for a goaltender, are you okay with it being a non-NHL goalie? And if you're not, okay, Buffalo still has those options available at the NHL level. But what I'm getting from the Sabres is, no, we're not ready to go there yet. Mm-hmm. And no one is really calling because they know that the position of Kevin Adams is, I like the fact that we've got four goalies that we may have to rely on. And that includes Devin Levi. So
right.
We'll see how it plays out. But the sense of urgency, maybe if that dictates, so somebody calls Adams and says, hey, I'm willing to give you X, Y, and Z for UPL or just name the goalie. Mm-hmm. Well, that can get a dialogue turned into a trade negotiation pretty quickly, but it's not there yet.
Well, the Canucks could probably use a goalie as well because now Lankinen is on, a personal reason and Demko is banged up and he signed an extension. But there's a lot of other things going on in Vancouver as well. So what is the plan for the Canucks? They could dip into the goalie market also, but I feel like they got bigger fish to fry over there.
Yeah. You know, Demko's not that far away. You know, they're playing youth on defense because of injury. You know, David Kampf is the second line center in Vancouver. I with all due respect, like, I think he's an NHL player. If he's your third line center, then he's playing above his ability. He's a fourth line center. He's a decent faceoff guy. He's a checking center. That's what he is. They're just so banged up in Vancouver. They don't really have a choice. And they're so inexperienced with what their options are that Patrick Alvin is literally continuing to hammer on doors across the league. So Buffalo is the center. They want to trade to Vancouver. That's a team that will pay a premium, not just what was reported this week. And I was in the chorus. We know that management of the Canucks sent out the memo to all 31 general managers to say, hey, we are open for business. But they're open for business in the sense of the unrestricted free agents they'll have on July 1st. That's Evander Kane. That is Kiefer Sherwood. And Teddy Bluger, who's hurt right now, as forwards we're talking about. But those are the notable unrestricted free agents. They'd like to get a deal done. That's the MO of Jimmy Rutherford. If they don't, or if a younger player isn't offered, then they're happy to sit tight. But there is a sense of urgency just because of how they've had to deal with the adversity of injury in Vancouver.
Man, there are 15 games in the NHL tonight. Is there any other team that is really, like, for better or for worse here, capturing your attention, or you think going to be a sneaky newsmaker here in the next little bit?
Well, because of the attention, I would say the Calgary Flames, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Don Maloney does a couple of interviews and then takes it between the eyes from all corners as senior management of the Calgary Flames. So I don't know if Craig Conroy, the general manager, is putting out flyers. But, hey, you know, it's fair to question the direction of that team, where they're positioned, the assets that they have. Are they going to embrace one of the R words, retool, renovate? They're not going to rebuild because of the pieces that they have. But what decisions are being made? And when you get post-Christmas, they've said all along they want to keep Nazem Kadri, who has term and contract, right? He does. Mm-hmm. But what if Nazem Kadri has a change of heart? He likes Calgary right now, but he wants to win. Mm-hmm. After Christmas, if he knows, if he can clearly see that Calgary isn't going to be a playoff contending team, maybe he goes, hey, if you feel you can get something for me, here's a couple of teams that I'd be interested in going to, and you go from there. So that has our attention.
Gregs, thank you. Enjoy Thursday.
All right. I plan on it. Happy holidays to everybody.
All right. There he is. Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. Is there a young Sabres fan in your life who would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites? Sign them up for the Sabres Kids Club today. Visit sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Lots to get to as we roll on here on Sabres Live. Are you familiar with Primanti's? We'll see how the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Poll's going next.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, it is time to roll along with our Holiday Angel promo. We are looking for you to get involved and help this holiday season become a Holiday Angel. Adopt a family. You can purchase gift cards or individual gifts for them. Provide wrapping paper. All you got to do is go to sabres.com/holidayangels to learn more about this annual tradition we have of helping out our community. Marty, the poll today, Termantes, what do you know about it, and what do you like about it, what do you loathe about it? It's, of course, a Pittsburgh staple. Permane Brothers, sandwiches, what are the poll results at Sabres Live?
The poll result is basically 70% of the people say it's either okay or what's Permane. So there's, 14% that love it and 12% that hate it. I don't think you can hate Permane, but it's about there, like 15% that love it right now. Now, we did get some comments, and James says, it's a standard sandwich when you get it at the arenas, but if you go to the actual shop, it's A+. Love that. Don says, I love it. Need one in Buffalo. And Johnny C says, you need to go to Johnny C. Actually, Cam says, Johnny C's on transit. It's like the Pittsburgh Permane inspired, and it's even better. So I'm going to have to go try Johnny C's on Transit Road.
Yes, you should. And obviously, we are looking forward to Buffalo and Pittsburgh tonight. It is the first of three head-to-head meetings. Amherst are home tonight. They've got Cleveland. Devin Levi is in goal, and Michael Leone is back behind the bench. So the hope there is that the Amherst can utilize the return of Isaac Rosén. This is going to be interesting to watch. He is going to be skating on a line with Fiddler Schultz and Konsta Hellenius as the centerman. So they've been getting tremendous contributions from Carson Meyer since he stepped back in, with Jake Lecision, Trevor Kuntar. There's a different kind of depth right now to this Amherst team, and we'll see what Levi and company can do on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a big stretch also for the Amherst. That division is so tight, always is. Mm-hmm. But trying to take another step forward. I talked about UPL, Levi trying to build some consistency now that they don't have three goalies, because Georgiev is back to the KHL. So they're not running three goalies. Now you can build that consistency in Rochester with Levi and Tapias Lehtonen.
Indeed. Olympics. You mentioned it with Megan. When you talked about Tage, will Tage be wearing this jersey in February?
Well, it's the classic Team USA jersey for the Olympics, so I absolutely love it. And yes, I think that Tage has about as good a shot as anybody to be wearing the jersey. We did show Team Canada's jersey a little while ago that had the red jersey had the black leaf on it. I didn't love it. I didn't like that they incorporated a black logo on Team Canada's jersey. Well, Team USA, very classic. The USA across the chest and the white and the blue with the stripes on the arms. I love that. I think that is a perfect look. Those teams don't usually change. I don't know why Canada changed their look. Like, right. It just doesn't sound right.
Dave Hannon, Adam Wilcox, Darren Elliott, and former Sabre draft pick Keith Ballard, who was, of course, part of the Drury trade, all celebrating birthdays on this day, along with my mom.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom. Mama Doff. I love Mama Doff, and she's always listening.
Okay, but Mom's birthday number has been worn by only one Sabre. He's an Amherst Hall of Famer.
He's an Amherst Hall of Famer, and it's been worn only by one. But it's got to be one of those.
Sorry, Mom, it's a higher number.
It's a higher number, yes. It's not like 32, and I wish it was, but that's Rob Reyes. I was going to say somewhere in the 70s.
Dominic Pettis.
What was it?
83.
83? He wore... Dominic Pettis wore 83. Seriously.
Dude, this is an informative show.
Dude, when you get called up, sorry, Mama Duff, happy 83rd birthday. But when you get called up and 83 is sitting in your stall, you know you're going back within 24 hours.
Only
sorry, Dom Pettis.
Hall of Famer elsewhere. Yes, indeed. What are you thankful for?
You know what? I'm thankful for my family, the fact that I've been in the U.S. and enjoying Thanksgiving now for over 25 years, for our group, our dish show, the fans that come to the games and stop us wherever we are. I was at the prostate screening event yesterday, and they were awesome there as well.
Indeed. Thank you for love from everyone in my life. We're looking forward to game night tonight. Sabres, Pittsburgh. We'll see you at 6:30 on MSG.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.